This is Ted Kennedy. Is Senator Al Simpson ready to apply the War Powers Act to the Persian Gulf? In a moment, we'll find out on Face Off. Al, the recent U.S. retaliation against Iranian ships and facilities in the Persian Gulf had broad bipartisan support in Congress. You and I disagreed last year about the administration's original decision to ride shotgun for reflagged Kuwaiti tankers. But now that our forces are deployed, there's no disagreement about their right to defend themselves. It's significant, Al, that for the first time, the president consulted Congress before ordering U.S. forces into combat. The question is whether this new spirit of cooperation means that the president is finally prepared to apply the War Powers Act to our military presence in the Gulf. The act needs revision now, but its constitutional purpose is sound, to prevent any president from unilaterally taking us into war without solid support from Congress and the country. After the recent intense hostilities, Al, can you really deny that the War Powers Act should apply?
Ted, if we had followed your advice on the Persian Gulf, the Ayatollah would now be riding herd over that critically important region of the world. As it now stands, our U.S. forces are protecting the right of all nations' commercial shipping through the Gulf. Why invoke the War Powers Act? If anything, the events of the past week show just why that's not necessary. The purpose of the act was to assure that no president could involve U.S. forces without congressional knowledge or approval. The aim is noble, the execution is flawed, and even some of your Democratic chums are working at revision of the War Powers Act. You agree that President Reagan has worked with Congress on this action. Let's not tie the president's hands when the policy is working so well. Surely you wouldn't want to encourage those irrational Iranians to just wait it out till U.S. forces leave the region. This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the need for a real trade bill. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.